journey into Yoredeia for the afternoon in terms of the Mishnayos. So we have the halacha of Tam Ki'ikar, that if we have a taste of something, it represents the element itself, which isn't really a problem unless you're dealing with something which is Aser. Now, generally speaking, most elements can be neutralized. Mim Shein Omino, if you have Shishim, if we have 60 amount of heter to iser, so that will neutralize any prohibited substance there. There are exceptions to that. Sometimes we have things which don't have bitul at all altogether, or a ratio of 100 or 200, orla, kilei hakerem, etc. But let's jump right in. So yain esach shenafal agabi anavim yadichan vein butaro. So if you're dealing with grapes that don't have any cracks in them, and some wine, which is yain esach, falls on them, no problem. You just wash them off, and there's no issue. The Tiferes Yisrael points out, but if they are sort of submerging them for a 24-hour period, me'es l'es, that gets into the halacha of meliach hareu kiroseach, kavo shareu kimavushal. It's like cooking them together. That could be more of a problem. Hayu mivukos, but if the grapes are cracked, asuros, because there is absorption. So ma'itu v'baitis ben zonin shevi grogros v'sfina v'nishtar b'chavish l'yay nesach v'nafal gabein v'shal chachamim v'iturim za'aklal kol she'ben asur b'no sintam asur kol she'en ben asur b'no sintam mutar kigon chomet she'nafal gabe grisin. So the story which is told about Baitus, where he was bringing along grogros, a kind of dried dates, as the case was, and there was yayin esach that spilled all over them, and yet the rabbis ruled that it was permissible based on a principle called no sein tam lifgam. So for the halacha of tam ki'ikar to be problematic, it has to be a situation where it's mashbiach, where it contributes positively to the element which absorbed the taste. If it's tam lifgam, this can help us out in all practical situations of kashrus, the dishwashers that have soap, you're washing dishes, there's soap in there, or what we call eno ben yomo, if it isn't within the last 24 hours, that too is considered to be no sin tam lefgam. The truth is that there are really four categories, very briefly, what we call pogim mitzchilaso v'atzofa, what's always bad, mashbiach mitzchilaso v'atzofa, which is always good, and therefore always a problem, always aser. And then you have two middle cases, which are dealt with in the Gemara, and the Bar Tanura considers them to be safek iser. Well, we have mashbiach v'asof pogim, eventually it'll be bad, but it's good in the short term. Or the opposite case, a pogam levasof mashbiach, so those cases can be more complicated. The Bar Tanura says they are usr midin safik. A lot more to say about that. If people are interested in getting rabbinical ordination, you could spend an entire year studying just the topics in this Mishnah. Next category has to do with the question of mirsas, which we've seen before. If you have a non-Jew who is left in charge of an element, can we assume that the chain of custody is intact? So Nachri, Shahaya Mavir Yisrael Kadayin Mimakom Lamakom, he's a porter, Imhaya Becheska Samishtamir Mutter. So even if the Jew isn't there the whole time, but as long as he's going in and out, Yotzev Nichnas, there's Mirsas, we don't think the non-Jew is going to start to handle the wine and turn it into Yain Esach. However, Imhoduashu Maflig, so if you tell him, you know, look, I gotta watch the second half of the Eagles and 49ers, you know, so I'll be back in an hour and a half, so now we have some issues, because it really depends on whether or not he can, as we'll see in a second, get to the Yayin Esach and then cover it back up. So, Im Hodio Shu Mafli Kadeshi Yistom Vyistom Vyigov, if there's enough time for the non-Jew in this situation to drill a hole in the barrel, and then to get out some yayin esach, and then to reseal the barrel. So the halacha is that in that situation, you have to be choshesh that he did that. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says a little bit differently, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, excuse me, says, Kadeshi yiftach v'yigo fatigov. Says that's not good enough, because you can always tell if somebody drilled a hole in the barrel, you can see that it's been tampered with, and then there's mirsas, and Achri doesn't want to do that. But if there's enough time for him to take off the top of the barrel and to form a whole new top to the barrel, so the halacha would be that now you have a problem. You have to be choshesh midin yayin nesach. So how long is this? I don't know. It depends how skilled the guy is. You know, so if he's really skilled and, you know, he's been drilling on it, he's doing a 2-minute drill, whatever it is, and he's practicing, you know, being able to, form the top of a barrel really quickly, or he's got like a supply of them, right? Because he's a porter. And, you know, his whole thing is like, you know, take off the top of the barrel, take out some, you know, yayin, whatever it is, and then put on the new top. So you'd have to be really concerned. I don't know, that'd be like 5 minutes. For me, it might take like 5 days or something like that to be able to create a new barrel or to go to Home Depot to get one, you know. So the question is obviously a practical one. But the point is, in terms of practical kashrus, and, you know, it always has to be, you know, taken into account, you know, how long it would take for a person to tamper and then to make it as if nothing happened. In the interim, this is a very practical issue.